With the increasing use of agents in day-to-day operations, it becomes clear that users should not be limited to text interactions. With the Summer 25 release, we're introducing custom Lightning types, a new way to customize the appearance of agent conversations in Lightning Experience, enhance their interactivity, and add an initial layer of validation. In this post, we'll give you a quick refresher on the anatomy of an agent conversation, and we'll dive into the customization of user inputs and agent responses. Anatomy of an agent conversation. Before we dive into the world of customization, let's take a moment to look at Lightning types and how they can be used as building blocks in agent conversation. About Lightning types. A Lightning type is a metadata type that specifies the user interface associated with a given data type, for example, a date type that maps with a date picker. A number of standard Lightning types are provided out of the box, and since the Summer 25 release, you can create custom Lightning types, CLTs, for actions that use Apex classes as input or output. Screenshot of the Lightning types list view. With CLTs, you can configure editors and renderers to use specific Lightning web components for input and output in agent conversations. A CLT consists of two or three JSON files. A schema.json file that defines the data type, an Apex class with invocable variable properties, an optional editor.json file that specifies a LWC that is displayed so that the user enters or edits data, for example, a date picker for the date type, an optional renderer.json file that specifies a LWC that displays the data, for example, a record card. This translates to a Lightning type bundle metadata bundle located in the Lightning types folder of your Salesforce DX project with the following folder structure. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Lightning types are building blocks for agent conversations. A typical agent conversation goes like this. 1. The user starts by sending an initial prompt, also known as an utterance. 2. The agent uses the Atlas reasoning engine to process the utterance and to define a plan that includes one or more actions. Sometimes, the agent requests extra information, such as required input parameters, for the actions. 3. If so, the user provides the required information. 4. Once the agent has all of the required inputs, it executes the actions and responds. During such a conversation, data is being exchanged between the user and the agent. This data maps to action input and output parameters, which are in turn associated with Lightning types. The diagram below summarizes the interactions between all of these elements. Diagram that presents the connections between an agent prompt, an action, a custom Lightning type, and LWCs. Now that we've clarified the key concepts, let's look at how we can customize user inputs with CLTs. Customize user inputs in agent conversations. CLTs allow you to use custom LWCs, such as forms, to collect user inputs. Not only does this provide a user-friendly interface that helps to avoid back and forth between the user and the agent, but it also adds a first layer of validation in the browser before calling the agent. This validation improves the user experience by saving both time and resources. In effect, users are no longer calling the agent multiple times and waiting to receive responses that are just prompts for additional information or error messages. As a practical example, let's assume that you want to run an action that searches for flights. The action has a number of required input parameters and some optional search filters. Unless you have access to the action's documentation beforehand, you will likely have to send multiple prompts to fill all required inputs, and you have no way to identify the optional filters. As an administrator, you can simplify things by adding instructions to request that the action inputs are displayed as an automatically generated form, but the UI will be basic. It will consist of a list of generic inputs with no user-friendly labels. This is where CLTs comes in handy. You can replace the generic form with a custom LWC. For example, it could be one that contains an accordion that toggles the optional filters and some sliders that provide a visual guide for the optional price and discount ranges. Comparison of the flight search action input without and with custom Lightning types. Here's the JavaScript of the flight request filter LWC pictured above. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. In the code above, all values, price and discount percentage, are injected into the component as a single object through the value public property, Note the @API decorator on the getter and setter. Then, the component exposes value changes to its parent component thanks to a value change custom event that bubbles up. We won't detail the rest of the component's configuration for the sake of brevity, but, in addition to the JavaScript, the component requires a lightning underscore agentforce input deployment target with a source type that matches the CLT name, C underscore flight filter in this example. The flight filter CLT is composed of an editor.json file that points to the above LWC, C/flight request filter, and a schema.json file that points to the Apex class used to store the filter values, @apex class type /C_flight_agents_filter, that is, a filter subclass in the flight agent class. Once all of these elements are deployed, the admin can then toggle the display type of the find flights agent action input parameter from the default Apex type to the flight filter CLT. Screenshot of the agent action configuration showing the CLT selection. Customize agent outputs in agent conversations. In the same spirit as user inputs, rather than having the agent output be a block of unformatted text or a bulleted list, you can customize agent outputs with CLTs. For example, take the check weather action that returns the weather and temperature at Coral Cloud Resorts in both Celsius and Fahrenheit. Prior to CLTs, the action would display a text description of the weather along with min/max temperature values. These unformatted outputs can easily be replaced by a CLT and a user-friendly LWC. Comparison of the check weather action output without and with custom lightning types. In addition to providing a custom appearance, CLTs allow for actionable outputs. Going back to the previous flight search example, you can use a flight response CLT with a flight details LWC that renders a list of flights as cards. And, since the most common action is to book one of these flights, you can implement a book button in your cards. Once the button is clicked, the flight is booked and the UI can either be refreshed accordingly or the user can be redirected to the booking page to finalize their order. Screenshot of a custom lightning type that provides an actionable component that lets you book a flight with a book button. Here's an overview of the configuration that is required for this scenario. The flight details LWC has a lightning underscore agentforce output deployment target that points to the flight response CLT. The flight response CLT has a renderer.json file that points to the above LWC, C/flight details, a schema.json file that points to the Apex class used to store the flights, @apex class type /C_flight_agents_available_flights, that is, an available flight subclass in the flight agent class. The find flights agent action uses the flight response CLT as the display type for its output parameter. Conclusion. You've learned how to get the best out of your agents by mixing unstructured text-based interactions with more structured interactions, thanks to custom lightning types. You can implement custom editors and renderers with LWC to create delightful and actionable agentic experiences. This first iteration of CLTs is limited to lightning experience as of the Summer 25 release, but we'll soon see custom lightning types in Experience Cloud. Get started today by exploring the documentation and the Coral Cloud sample application. Resources. Video, Agentforce Decoded, Enhance the Agent UI with Custom LWCs and Lightning Types. Custom Lightning Types Developer Guide. LWC Target Configuration Reference. Lightning underscore Agentforce. Input. Lightning underscore Agentforce. Output. Coral Cloud Sample App. About the author. Philippe Urzile is a principal developer advocate at Salesforce, where he focuses on the Salesforce platform. He writes technical content and speaks frequently at conferences. He is a full-stack developer and enjoys working with APIs, DevOps, robotics, and VR projects. Follow him on X, LinkedIn, and Blue Sky, and check out his GitHub projects.